Yes, that's good.
Hello,
too.
Mohammed.
Yes, of course. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
to
hey!
You.
How you doing, Sergeant?
Hello. Hi. Doing well, man.
Nice. This is my brother-in-law, Morteza.
Hello.
Congratulations,
how do you do?
Sir. I'm well, thank you.
Very
my
good.
Sister, my mother, Morteza's mother,
hello
and
to
his
you.
Sister.
Hello, hello.
Listen, Morteza, if yes. they choose this one, make sure they're taken care of well, yeah?
No, no,
me
no.
and my sergeant are off
no,
to
no,
lunch.
No, no, I don't want to be a bother. Just wait
what?
A minute. I'm only here to give you this, and
holy
I'll be going
moly.
Now.
See, I told you I didn't lose it. Last night, she said I was lying about making her a gift, and a gift from the front line, under shelling and gunfire at that.
Sure.
Thank you, and thank you as well. That's very nice of you.
All right, Morteza. If there's nothing else, let's pay and get out of here, huh?
Mama?
You want anything else? Should I go pay? How much would it be, sir?
Be my
That's
guest today.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
They're bullets, you know.
Welcome. Come in, please. Come in.
Thank you, ladies. Come in.
Come in. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Hello. Come in. Welcome. Come on. Let's go inside. Follow me.
Congratulations. We wish you both a world of happiness.
Welcome. Please come
please,
in.
Please, everybody. Please
Welcome.
Come in.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much. May they always be happy together. This gold set is from the groom's family. And this jewelry set is from the groom. Thank you very
You're welcome.
Much. Excuse me, here's a gift for Morteza. Salavat.
Blessings of God upon the Prophet
Salavat.
Muhammad and his progeny. Blessings of God upon the Prophet Muhammad and his progeny.
Whoa.
Don't sit down. Get up, get up. We've got to move the couches.
I'm exhausted, Mom.
You mean no one's coming to help us?
We can take care of it ourselves.
What does that mean? Morteza's mother's house is downstairs. Their whole family's here. Why should we be doing this all on our own anyway?
You can't start knocking on doors for a cup of sugar at the very beginning of your married life.
Who's saying I'm going knocking door to door? I just meant that I'll go to the store myself.
We've got to get a couple of throw pillows as well.
What on earth for?
You know you can't sit on chairs at home. That's why we put the couches in the living room. What if you and your husband want to watch TV? Are you going to sit on the ground? You can't.
Okay, so we'll get them ourselves.
No.
Mom, you angel, you brought all of my clothes?
Of course. You're not a daughter of that house anymore. You're the lady of this one. You know, it's a very important custom that the bride's family decorates the house. This is not only a custom, but it's also respecting the bride's family. All right, now you come here and sit like a lady. I'll put the flowers right over here. And now I'll give you one stem to hold. And I'll go call Morteza's family. Remember to welcome them warmly when they come and offer them fruits and sweets as if this was your own home, all right?
Hello, Mrs. Naderi. Welcome.
Hello. How are you? I hope you'll always be happy like today.
Thank you very much. Are you doing well?
Yes.
The entire family is here with Morteza.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can you ask your mother to come to the door for just a second?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Mom, Mrs. Naderi's here. Farnaz, bring those rue seeds over here.
Here you go.
Oh, give it to me. Thank you.
Hello,
I wish
Mrs.
you well.
Naderi.
Oh, hello
How are
to you?
You. I keep telling my mom that I'd like to come help you. She says we must wait for you to ask. I'm sorry, Mrs. Naderi.
You don't need to be sorry. Please, could you call your mother to the door for a minute?
Sure. Of course.
Hello, Mrs. Naderi.
Hello, how are you?
Please come in.
Thank
come
you in. Very much for your kindness. I appreciate it. I want to ask you, if you don't mind, could you and your family please come upstairs for a while?
Well, of course, sure. Ladies, please come.
Congratulations.
May we always be happy together.
Welcome.
Hello, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hello.
May they grow old together.
Thank you. Please come in. Just be careful not to damage it, yeah?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Hello, thank you. Yes, please come
Hello.
In.
Hello. You're too kind. Thank you. Please kindly put it in the first room to your left. Thank you very much. Could you help me, please? Sadiqa, dear, I'm so grateful
You're
to
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Congratulations to them.
May I return your kindness at the weddings of your children?
Thanks a lot.
Let me help you.
No need. I'll do it myself. Wait, tell me, when should we pick up the bride?
I don't know. I'll get the door. Thank you. Please put the flower pots by the garden. Who's there? Oh, hello. What's the matter? Yes, you look so beautiful. Everyone, put your hands together for
yes,
the lovely
wow.
bride.
Wow, my sister-in-law looks gorgeous. Atefe, here you are.
Thank you.
It'll be your turn soon.
I hope so.
Atefe, have some tea.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
She looks stunning,
yes,
right?
Yes, quite. That's my pretty sister-in-law.
Nastaran.
Yes,
someone's
ma'am?
At the door. Tell them we have a bridal appointment and don't have time today.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Wow. Who is it? Do you see how gorgeous she is, ma'am? Do you like it? How is it? But we still have to finish the rest of her face. This side still. I want you to wipe it off, please. You don't like it?
What's wrong, Mom? What's happened?
I'm sorry, the wedding is off. Why are you standing there?
No one's here?
Everyone has gone home. I phoned your dad a minute ago, and I told him not to go and pick up the clergyman. They went straight from the bazaar to their house with Mohammed to pay their respects.
This is really awful, Mom, right?
What is?
That a girl's wedding should just be...
What are you saying? Things happen. It will only be put off for a little while. Nothing's wrong with that.
But what will people say?
What do you expect them to say? Life is in the hands of God, my girl. A few hours before the wedding, the groom's uncle has a heart attack and dies. So what? What do you think they'll say? Get up. Let's go upstairs so you can wash up. I left a black outfit up there for you to put on. Let's go visit them and offer our condolences. Get up, my girl. Get up, sweetheart. You know, this is why they say that death is always just around the corner. One moment he's getting ready to go to his nephew's wedding, the next he has a heart attack and it's all over. That's the way of the world, my dear. Don't just sit there. Put these on, sweetheart. I'll go get changed. I'll wait for you in the yard. Sarayesh! Sarah! Why are you just sitting there? Didn't I tell you we need to get going?
Tell me, who'll be expecting a bride in black, Mom? I'm not coming.
What do you mean you're not coming? What am I supposed to tell people?
You can just tell them whatever you want. I can't bring myself to say, may he rest in peace. I mean, just say, may all the dead rest in peace. What kind of time was it to die like that?
Sarayesh, don't try to find fault with God's work.
I'm sorry, but who am I to say anything about God's work? I'm only talking about my own bad luck. Tell them she wasn't feeling well. I can't come, Mom. I swear I can't.
Fine. I'll think of something to tell them. I'll tell Atefe to come here and keep you company. We'll be back soon.
It turned out well for you, huh? You escaping sacrifice for the bride and groom. But don't be too happy, you know. A sacrifice is a sacrifice. If they didn't do it for the wedding today, they'll probably do it at the funeral tomorrow. I'm losing my mind. If Atefe were here, she'd really make fun of me for talking to you at all. What do you say? Speak of the devil, huh?
I'm coming. What is it? What's the rush for? Can't you hear what I'm saying?
Hello to you.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a friend of mine.
Sorry to bother you. I'm here for the wedding, and I just told Muhammad I'd come to bring these flowers and be on my way, if that's okay with you. Is the party over, miss?
It was canceled. Morteza, the man that you met, I mean the groom, of course, his uncle passed away right before the wedding. It's really terrible.
I'm sorry about that. I truly didn't know. My condolences. May his soul rest in peace.
I'm sorry I'm not inviting you in right now. You see, no one's home. Everyone's gone to the house of the deceased.
No, I understand. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi. Who is that? Hi, welcome. Why won't you take those flowers from you? You must have been holding them forever. Why don't you take the flowers?
You're welcome. With your permission, I won't burden you anymore. Again, my condolences. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come in here!
What's wrong with you?
I screwed up!
Why? What happened?
Just a minute ago, I opened the door to someone and... Oh, I don't even know what I said to him over there!
So what? Who cares? Who was that guy?
Mohammed's friend.
Wow, Mohammed has pretty nice friends. Is he looking for a wife?
Atefe, you're so annoying all the time. Will you stop talking nonsense?
I swear to you, I'm not joking.
Why'd you take the flowers?
I did it for you, you idiot. Take the card off them, write my condolences on it, and send it to the groom's house. It'll make them happy. Someone spent a lot of money on them. You want to let them sit here and wilt?
You're so crazy.
They're really pretty.
This is an old story. Something that happened long ago, which sent Azar to the hospital. You already know that we never hid anything from you.
A love that's not within reach. A sense of peace that's lost.
A person who had gone for years came back and ruined everything.
When the doors of love are closed, evil plans are born.
Your choice is Alirisa. But that doesn't mean Alirisa's choice is you.
I will get what I want in the end.
Alirisa isn't anything special.
Alireza will be happier with me. Even if he's not happy with me, it's not a problem because I'll be happy with him, you see? I'll fight for him. When I think that Alireza belongs to this girl, it burns me up.
You know that everything's over.
Not everything.
Alireza is here.
I'd stop the world for you if you ordered me to do so.
Fazad still loves you.
With Alireza, who's given me all his love, what should I do?
Is there something the matter, my love? Have you got a headache?
Do you want to spend your entire life with a man that you don't love? Lie for your entire life?
What's the right thing to do, Nushin? I wish we could postpone the wedding for a few days. I'm sorry, Alireza. No.
Satisfied now? Is this what you wanted? Now we've become the talk of the town? Poor Alireza.
She told me she loves me and she always thinks about me. I was being played around with this whole time.
Azar asked me to tell you never to call her again and...
Why isn't anyone telling me the truth?
What do I want from this world?
If you wanted to see the destruction of a father, see it now.
The first night of peace.
Tahir,
Yes, Father?
Forget the TV for a minute. Come here, I need to talk to you.
Sure, no problem.
Sit down.
Thank you, Mother.
Look here. Take this money to the Hajamir Arab dealership first thing in the morning.
Okay.
He's a reliable person. I want you to buy yourself a car.
Father, we already have a car.
Look here. That wreck is my third leg. You better not have your eye on it, okay? And when I saw you taking it out today, I had such a hard time watching you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Of course,
Look Father. Here, Tyre. Everyone tries to cheat you at the dealership. Make sure you don't take any of those Kuwaiti or Iraqi cars. Hajamir Arab will take good care of you.
Of course, sure.
And you should take Sabr with you as well.
Is Sabr back?
Nonsense! You didn't even tell him?
Where is he now?
The husband and wife just arrived and went upstairs to nap for a while.
Are you kidding? Forget about it. I missed him so much, I have to see him.
You mean he was too tired to wait just a couple of minutes to see his own brother before he passed out and went to bed?
Sabr? Sabr? Hey, bro. Are you there, man?
What is it, Aya?
Come here, man. I missed you.
Anis is sleeping. I'll see you in the morning.
4:45. 46. 47. 48. 40.
Father, stop at 50.
9. 40.
Father.
50.
Father.
52.
I can't anymore.
53.
Oh my God.
54.
I can't anymore. I'll go around the rest, all right, Father?
100.
50 is enough for the first day.
What will you be like in 20 years? I doubt you'll be able to run more than a couple of feet.
I'll go run, all right?
Run. Go run, go on.
I'll get going, Father.
Sabr! Sabr!
Yes, Father?
It's already noon. Come downstairs, you've had enough sleep. Tell your wife to come down as well.
Yes, Father.
You tired, Dad? Have you reached 100 yet?
You keep going. Come on, run!
Hello, Father.
Hello. God is merciful and gives you good health. And it's up to you to keep in good health. Sleeping in bed until noon is very, very bad for you.
Hey, Sabr, what's up?
Taher.
Sabr. You're the man.
Oh, how you've grown.
I miss you so much. How are you, brother? Hello, sister-in-law.
Hello, Taher. Welcome home. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Listen, Anis. That child has certain rights, too. Good food, fresh air. Look here. You should take a walk in this garden every day with your husband for an hour or so to get the fresh air.
Yes,
eat
okay.
Healthy and nourishing food. Look okay. Here. You should eat 2 nice apples a day, so your kid will have nice rosy cheeks. Let's go, Tyre. Oh, hang on a minute. Sabr, you got to go see Amir Arab with Tyre. And pick out a nice car for him. He's already got all the money. Just be sure he doesn't sell you a nice piece of junk.
Okay, Father.
Leave your chit-chat for after your walk with Anis. Let's go.
What a lucky guy. He hasn't been home a day, and he's already been given a brand new car to drive around and have fun in. And you've been driving that piece of trash car and running errands in it for your father for 2 years now.
Those errands aren't just for my father, you know. They're for me as well.
Well, you're being pretty optimistic now. What does he mean that he's setting up a separate business for you so you can stand on your own two feet? I'm trying to understand what's the meaning of all of this. Open your eyes, Saber. There's no place for you in the business anymore now that Taher's back.
Well, I have my own business, you know.
Huh. Are you dreaming? You're so naive. You think your dad's going to buy you a shop in the market and then you'll use it to trump him, huh? No, sweetheart. The very best he'll do is buy you a shop in the slums of Tehran for you to sell onions and potatoes by the kilo in.
Don't worry so much, Anis. It's not good for you.
What is it that's good for me? I was already an unwelcome bride. And now with the return of Taher, you're gonna fall by the wayside too.
Oh, stop it, Anis.
Am I lying? No, really, am I lying? Honestly, don't you feel the same a little bit, huh?
Listen, Anis, I'm not thinking about anything except the little child that you're carrying inside of you. After all of these years, and after all of the treatments, God has finally given us a child. So let's just enjoy the gift that God has blessed us with.
Saber, why don't you understand? This child has its own rights. It needs a future.
You have no idea how happy I was when Father told me that a child will be joining the family. A baby. Is she gonna call me Uncle? Nothing like Uncle Taher or names like that. Only Uncle Dear. Saber, what are you going to name her, man?
We haven't decided yet.
Let me think. You have to think of a pretty name for her, like,
Taher?
What's up, bro?
Are you going to start working in the market?
Who told you that?
Father told me. He said that before you came back, I had to...
Yeah, I know. You've got to have your own business and stuff like that. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. But what about you?
Well, me? I want to finish my studies.
What? You mean you want to say no to Father?
I'm not going to say no. I'm looking into applying to university. The universities have reopened. Until then, if Father tells me to come to the market, that's fine. After that, when I'm in school, I'll come on days that I don't have class. You know, Saber, I wasn't made for this kind of work. I know there's really good money in it, but it's just not for me, you know? I want a degree.
Do you mean that you don't want to take my place?
What, me, bro? What are you talking about?
This is it. Let's go.
Setayesh! My papers! Where did you... Nothing. I found them.
I washed and ironed that, you know.
I don't care about that. When you take something, at least put it back.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see my friend who's here from Avaz.
You slob.
Hello, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Hey, mother.
I just called to...
Mother.
I just wanted
mother,
to
listen
see
for
if...
a second.
Just a second. You know that Setayesh's luggage is at home and all of her clothes are there. I wanted to see if you let her come for a few minutes to take a few of her clothes,
Mom,
please, if we can.
I need some money,
yes,
Mom. Come on.
Of course. Thank you very
Mom.
Much. Goodbye. Can't you wait for 1 minute so I can get off the phone?
I just need you to give me some money, that's all.
What do you need money for?
Nothing, don't ask. I just need some money. Will you give it to me or not?
What is this?
Go on, have a good time now.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you at home, bro. Thanks, man.
Hey, mister, you going to Garachak in Varamin?
We stop at Chere, and you gotta take a cab from there.
Salvation comes from God, and victory is near. Following a successful operation codenamed Ya Ali, the brave and heroic soldiers of the Islamic army are still courageously fighting the enemy. They will not surrender, and they will continue until victory is achieved and all the enemies have been...
Would you like to sit, officer?
No, it's all right. Thank you.
Let's go. I need half a kilo of herbs.
Yes, okay. Let's go.
Okay, listen, darling. Stay close to me, okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to get lost again. Uh-huh. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You did last time.
This is delicious tea. Yes, I know. I quite like sitting in this place. Oh, no, I come here all the time. All the time. Yes.
Good afternoon.
Hello, my boy.
I'm sorry, is Mr. Abdul here?
Oh, Abdul. Uh-huh. Go and see if you can find his corpse back there.
Mohsen, bring us two shishas.
Mr. Abdul? Mr. Abdul?
Abdul's dead.
I need to speak to Mr. Jamal. Jamal Arange.
He used to be here.
Not anymore.
Mr. Jamal isn't here anymore.
Well, then where is he?
Let me see. Are you a cop?
No way, man.
Looks like he owes you money, huh?
No, I got a message for him from one of his friends.
Friends? What kind of friends are those that have no idea he's been on the run for 6 months? Get lost.
Is he on the run?
Stop bugging me, man. I messed up. Leave me alone.
Hold on a minute, mister. Wait a minute. At least give me an address, a phone number, something that'll help me find him. I swear it's very important.
Let's say I have an address. So what's in it for me? Tell me that. You tell me what's in it for me. No.
Aha.
Come on.
That's all I've got on me.
Oh, really nice. This is really gonna sort me out. Why aren't you giving me more? You crazy?
Because I don't feel like walking all the way home. Here you go.
That's it?
Yep.
All right, all right. Look, you just wait right here. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, okay? Mr. Esmail, I'm at your service.
Get out of here. What is it?
Don't worry, man.
We're
cool.
You've got no more credit with me, man.
I'm not asking for anything on credit.
I'm not giving you anything without getting
paid. That's not what I want. You see that
so?
Guy there? He's our man. He's got the dough.
So?
He's got the dough.
We've got cash.
Yeah, we've got cash. Here.
All of it.
Here.
Give it up. Wait right here.
Please, I'm your man.
Get out of my way.
Okay, thank you.
Hey.
Huh?
So what happened?
I didn't tell you.
No.
Look, you walk along the street until the end.
Mm.
And when you get there, you will see that there's a big garden.
Yeah.
They plant flowers in that garden. Go there and you'll find Mr. Jamal.
You could have told me that from the start.
Well, whatever, I've told you now. What's the difference? Check your pocket and see if you have any more money in there.
Get your hands off me.
Who the hell are you, man?
Hello? What's the matter? Don't you guys greet people around here?
What do you want?
Mr. Jamal?
How much did you cough up?
What?
I said, how much did you give that junkie Abdul to tell you where I was?
Whatever I had. It wasn't much.
He isn't very expensive. The good thing is that he isn't with the cops. Otherwise, he would have sold me out plenty of times by now. Hold on. Did I say you could come in?
But Karim Avazi sent me.
Karim? Where'd you see him?
In Mashhar.
How is he doing? Was he okay? How are his wife and children?
Karim doesn't have a wife and kids, Mr. Jamal. I swear it was him who sent me here.
I'm sorry, but I have nothing to offer you. I've been a fugitive on the run for over 6 months, but I have some tea if you want. And it's not sweet either. There's no sugar. Not because I can't afford it, because I have high blood sugar now. You still want some?
No, thank you.
So, why did Karim send you to see me?
He told me that you could help me to get out of here.
Garbage. You're dreaming, man, you know that? I can't even get out to take a walk around the block. They've got all of my partners, and now they're after me.
You mean there's no one that you can send me to?
Just forget about it, kid. Forget about it. Those times are gone when I smuggled people across the border, hiding them in a flock of sheep or in a truck full of laundry detergent. It's all in the past. Nowadays, even if you are a real sheep, you gotta go bah like there's no tomorrow just to prove it to the cops. It's hard now. The risks are too high.
I'm willing to take the risk. I've got to get out of here.
What exactly have you done? What, are you in trouble or something?
No.
So what's the problem then? What's so bad that you have to leave here?
No, man, I'm a draft dodger.
You mean straight from the barracks?
Straight off of the front line.
How long's it been?
More than 15 days.
Are you completely out of your mind? That's serious stuff, man. You know what kind of trouble you could be in? Who the hell are you? Your file's gonna go straight to the military police. You're screwed, kid. You're really screwed this time.
I know, that's why I have to get out of here fast.
Listen to me, kid. Karim Avazi is a very good friend of mine. He knows I'd never say no if he needs anything from me. And if I'm letting you down, you gotta believe there is nothing I can do to help. I don't think I can smuggle you out, man. And I don't know anyone else would even risk it for you. You're on your own, man.
So what am I supposed to do now?
Just don't get yourself caught. You've been a real stupid kid. If you get caught, you'll have to pay a heavy price. If you see an officer, run. If you see a guard, run. If you see the military police, run. If anyone looks at you the wrong way, just run. Just keep running. I don't get it, kid. You've got a lot of nerve walking the streets coming all this way over here. You must be out of your mind. Anyone who looks at you knows you're a conscript. Aren't you even afraid of getting caught? I'm telling you this because you're a friend of Karim Avazi. Just go home and don't leave the house for any reason at all. That's it.
Hello, sir.
Hello there. Hello. Hey, man, don't forget what we talked about.
Mother!
What is it? I'm coming!
What's with you?
Nothing. I've just been running. Get off my back.
Your father's worried. You've been in Tehran so long that he's wondering how many days you've been given off.
I've got a month of bonus leave. What? He doesn't think that I've earned it?
Mohammed, what are you talking about?
What the heck are you saying to me? What do you mean? You know what? You tell Dad to call my commander and tell him that even if I personally catch Saddam Hussein by myself, I still don't deserve any bonus leave. Tell my commander to keep me there by his side and let me rot there and die. Tell him that, all right?
What's wrong with him?
Hey, Tahir. It's me. How's it going? Listen, I gotta have a meeting with you. No, I can't talk about this now. Yes?
Hello, excuse me, I'm, Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to trouble you, but...
No, it's no trouble at all.
I just wanted to get some clothes, that's all.
Here you go. I brought you the key. Let's go.
Is your mother not home?
Yes, she is. She has a headache and she's sleeping. Come on in, please.
I'll just take some of my clothes and be on my way.
It's all right, no problem. You can keep the key with you. When you're finished, I'll come help you, Setayesh.
What are you saying, Mother?
It's the truth. If only you'd listen, I'm telling you she needs to take all her clothes and stuff with her. Or else you've got to load it in the car and go drop it all off at her house.